భాగవతం శ్లోకం చదవండి, జీవితానికి ఎంత ఉపయోగపడుతుంది. ఓపెన్ ది పేజ్ అంటే somebody donated 1 acre of land. So they are surveyors, government surveyors. That way and separate the land. He owns the land. Bhojanam chestara? Breakfast. Chesochara? Huh? Kodiga tenandi kinda. మీరు ఇక్కడికి వచ్చి ఆ మేడం వెళ్ళారా, తహసీల్దార్ గారు అది మీరు కూడా తీసుకోండి. చర్చలో వినపడుతుంది. మీరు భోజనం చేయొచ్చు కదా అంటున్నా ఇప్పుడు బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed towards Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Repeat. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for the result only in loss of time and energy. No actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic development. Very good. All day, all night, trying to increase their material opulence. But even if you suppose that they get some benefit from such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives. Not do they know what real problem of life is. This is due to lack of spiritual education. Especially in the present age, every man is in darkness, the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit soul and its needs. Misguided by the blind leaders of the society, people consider the body to be everything. They are engaged in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such a civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People are simply wasting time and the valuable gift of the human form. Because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but dies like cats and dogs is degraded too in his next life. From human life, such a person is put into a cycle of continuous birth and death. does, one loses the true benefit of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problems. Bhava jnanati virandasyam jnananjana salakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Swapadantaka Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Gaura Bhaktulu. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram The human life is very special. Like we were reading before this sloka, that how durlabham manushyam janma tadartha madhuram. Birth as a human being, people, many people, many times they think, why God has not given me this, why God has not given me that, I want that, I want this. Nobody is satisfied what he has. That is the nature of material life. You hanker for something, and when you get it, you are not satisfied. Now you want to hanker for something else. Because really we don't know what we need. So that way, human life, as we read, there are many grades of consciousness. Shrunken consciousness, budding consciousness, flowering consciousness and fully blossomed consciousness. So all living entities, they come under where all living entities are conscious. But all living entities' consciousness is not evolved to the same degree. Like there are trees and plants, and there are worms and insects. Their consciousness is not well developed. In human life, we can talk so nicely. You see how dogs talk, oh, cows talk. I don't know, they only understand. For us, it looks the same. But they are trying to communicate with each other. But human beings, so many languages, so much vocabulary, and so many expressions of emotion. Very little thing, and the body has such power of expression. With your eyes you can speak, with your face you can speak, with your body language you can with body you can communicate. So, and so many humors are there, so many kind of relationship. So very, very evolved consciousness. This is called fully blossomed consciousness. You are ready. You have an opportunity to communicate with God. Human life. Actually, God understands everybody's language. When the children, they say something. Mother may not understand, Krishna understands. Animals, they also howl and cry. He's sleeping alone. Hello. Go to room and sleep. Go to room and sleep. It's a short of sleep. Because it is said, it is very discouraging that somebody is speaking in sleep. It is very discouraging. Yeah. You are supposed to encourage the speaker. You don't know what to speak, but then you show enthusiasm. I have to speak something to them. Okay, they are very eager to hear. Okay, what do you have? What did I say? Huh? Yes, God can understand. Because God is the indwelling super soul. Actually, before you ask something, Krishna already knows that who is giving you the thought. Krishna is giving you that. He knows everything. That's why we should not pray for anything before Krishna. We don't need to pray anything. That's what he is also saying here. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, don't try for anything. Just you try to improve your life to the degree that you can develop your relationship with God. That's the only business. All other things are already provided, are already set. We say that whatever people may be doing, they cannot change their fortune even a little bit. We cannot change anything. If you are meant to get something, that's what we read in the previous verse also. We read. It says that yada dukkha ayatanata. Just like nobody is desiring dukkha, but it is coming. Similarly, it says you'll get your quota of happiness, which is true. Although when we say God helps those who help themselves, it is not simply that you work according to your whimsical plan. This slogan, God helps those who help themselves, it has different levels of meaning. If you are just sitting idle, you don't put in any effort, on one level, that is the meaning. On another level, that why don't you pray to God and work? Just by working, you may get or you may not get whatever is your destiny. But you pray to God and work. If Krishna wants, so things can change. So on another level, God God helps those who help themselves. Means you work according to God's plan. You just follow the plan given by God. Then you are sure to be successful. So don't make your own plans. Just find out what is the plan for you. What is the plan given by God for you? On another level, actually God wants us to surrender to Him and become completely satisfied and happy. So all other three plans, it's up to Krishna. He may sanction, he may not sanction. Like we see many devotees, I know many devotees here. They want to be devotees, but they have debts. 4 lakhs, interest is building. So he's coming and saying, Maharaj, somehow if I pay off this debt, I can peacefully do my work. Or he will come and say, Maharaj, I have to just pay 10,000 rupees to my parents. That's all. And then if I can arrange 10,000 rupees to my family members, I can just do whatever I want. Now because I cannot arrange, then I have to work all day to pay them 10,000 rupees. Because I have debts and my interest is building up. I don't know, I'm only earning 10,000 rupees, which is going at interest. Speak about it continuously, 4 lakhs, what can I do? The people come to me. And I try to help one or two guys. And because actually I'm not supposed to do like that. I'm not supposed to do like that. And he took the 5 lakhs and then he said, another problem has come. Hare Krishna, wait. What about my money? I said, yeah, suppose I cleared his debt. He's still supposed to work by God's hearing. Then some other problem will come up. He had some leg accident and he needs to again make another bed. And then again work. So I had to learn from hard knocks. Here if you want to help a devotee, but you cannot just go out of the system to help. But if it's Krishna's money, you are not supposed to do like that. You cannot say, you may help. You may get into another problem. It's not that he is just he has cheated you in his way. But genuinely, you have another problem. You cannot say, let your father tell you, come to the after clear, you take your work for him. I cannot say that. You're supposed to take care of his parents. So generally, the institutional principle is that. Maybe you can give him some salary and yes, that's it. You have nothing to do with the debts and all that. You have to actively engage him in service. Maybe you can give him some allowance, help all of it. That way, whatever you are giving, at least to the amount, he is rendering service. So he is not getting freely. Not getting Krishna's money for his family affairs. So we are supposed to bring money or the family affairs and engage in Krishna's service. Not that Krishna's money has to be given as help to solve the family affairs. So Krishna thought, this is not your business. Activities like that. Just as that, maybe I'll get a devotee for the temple if I help him that way. Or another bitter episode. I had some money and some devotee gone for a long time, well to do. Maharaj, you give me your money. I forgot to build this structure there. The land in being bargained, negotiation. So I had some lump sum money. And I said, all right, you do a day and you're good standing in properties, low risk, and I also told him clearly that whenever I want you to give me, you can withstand. And if you cannot give me interest, no problem, return my money. But I don't want to do this. But that's just smart. But what is the point? You will take it and after that, you may run into a problem. Maybe he will cheat you. Maybe he will not, but he runs into a problem. And then he will throw up his hands. Yeah, anything can happen in life. So you take his money and you get tomorrow you may die. And where is the record? How are you going to record it? Anything can happen between the cup and the lid. People have seen deaths, completely hale and healthy, and suddenly they have been dead. So that means Krishna's money is blocked somewhere else. I'm not supposed to block Krishna's money somewhere else. Yesterday we met some guy. I went for the press conference, Guru Radha Yatra. See how people plan, stupid plans. He's a very well-to-do man. So we Sarveshwar Uttakudu House, one of this, after the press conference. And then he said, Swami, I kept 4 crore rupees in the bank. That belongs to a temple. Avaganath temple, a temple in there. And then the sold land. And then 4 crore rupees. And then he was telling me what he had planned for the temple. If you leave it for 25 years just like that, it will become 600 crores. I don't know what calculation. You are saying that was also a bunch of papers. Calculation. Now, by this year, it will be that interest will also become pretty poor. And then, I asked, you don't leave for another 10, 15 years. I'm 60 and you are 70. What is the point you're talking about after 25 years? And who will come to use that money in God's service after 25 years? And after your death, the management changes. He's saying, I made it sure that nobody can take the principal amount. And the way I drafted the will, I drafted the paper of the bank, nobody can do anything with that. But once he dies, some other person will become trustee. And that's up to him. He'll take permission, the trustees together. That guy, crazy guy, after 20. Let's together pass a resolution that we want to change this. And we want to go for this. And the other trustees are taking this and that. That guy has no common sense. I wrote the document in such a way nobody can touch this money. That will be true until you are alive. After you are dead, somebody will take your position. Just like you are exercising your power, to not touch that end. It should be done in this way. After the same powerful guy will come in your post, and then he will also use his power. No, we don't, you know, it happened in America that Walt Disney Land, a very big guy, doesn't know what to do with the money. And some doctor seeing same thing, that people are crazy for economic development and sense of education. So some crazy doctor, he found the weakness of people in general. He said, maybe in the future we are going to create life. We are going to bring dead people back to life. Anyway, this guy caught the idea. He said, how much I have to keep my while you are alive, you keep my dead body, whatever it deep freeze, like that, and to maintain it, whatever charges. Who will keep the dead body? Nobody. So it will have charge, and you occupy a place permanently. And if you occupy a place permanently, and you have to maintain weather conditions, electricity is going on, somebody has to be in charge. All things. And we don't know that somebody is going to make dead people alive. So how long is it going to be? So they calculated everything and they said, this many lakhs of dollars. Yajna Brahmada is dead. I mean, he died. And after that, his family members, they said, we are completely cheated. Or so much money is just kept there. And the dead guy is kept there. So they went and they told, we don't want him to come back to life. Just close everything. You're not going to fight on the dead body. I made a will like this. Nothing like that. Because somebody has to maintain why I die and I write a will like this. My son has to maintain. My father wanted like that. The son himself comes and we don't know what to close this. And who is going to fight for it? Who is going to fight? Why anybody will fight? So nothing like that. Once you die, I also told him, I tried to convince him. As he said, it is right. The 4 crores will become 600 crores according to the calculation. And why do you think it is properly utilized for not selling? Because the people said that they were just siphoning the money. Is that right? Just like they are doing it for TTD. TTD has tons and tons of money. Whoever is the chairman, whoever is the government head, state head, together they talk, all right, this money should go here and there. Who is going to object? Because the heads of the chief minister, and the chairman of the TTD, the guy chairman of the TTD is the chief minister's man. What are they all to do? It's God's money. People can use it anyway. So it is supposed to be God's money, to be used for God's service. But it's up to the heads what they want to do. So openly, God's money is spent, funny things. That guy is doing some so-called spiritual book. The Sai Baba biography. And he will apply to the TTD. We are publishing a spiritual book, kindly give us some grant or subsidy. And if that guy is close to the TTD channel, we'll just be sanctioned, all right, 10 lakh sanction. But the book is completely against the philosophy and practice of the Balaji. What is the philosophy and practice of Balaji? People are donating money in the Balaji temple. Room whatever. Go and sleep in the room. Room kada. I could want another one. Mata. Ashoka was doing some class. Our lady, she fell down on somebody. That guy. She shouted. Because that somebody, generally somebody suddenly falls if he's dead or like that. That lady is carefully listening to the class and Nidhi. I said, what happened? Nidhi is sleeping and she fell down on the other lady, old lady. She gets scared, what happened? When I tell you, go to the room and sleep, they sleep. Don't disturb us. They're trying to say something, go to the room, peacefully sleep. What should you do? Just when I look at you, I become upset. It's an insult to Bhagavatam, an insult to the speaker. One time, in Kurukshetra, Kavichandra Maharaj was doing class and some guy is sleeping like that. And he saw 2-3 times and everything was very Maharaj is looking at that. And then he took the book and threw it on its face. Like that. He got up. He said, what nonsense? The GBC is sitting there. The GBC is Kavichandra Maharaj. And this guy is just sleeping and all that. Others said like this. But they sleep is sleeping. Just quiet. And Maharaj has to take the situation to control. Whenever you are sleeping, just leave the class, go and sleep. You are not disturbing anybody. So what did I say? Second time. Pidakalvata Tarthi. Ramayana Pidakalvata. Sideline. Validation. What? Validation. Balaji, Selassian. So, the Selassian practices of Balaji is that people are giving money to putting money in Hundi, are giving money because they have faith in Balaji. So, that if they have faith in opening some hospital, why should they go to TTD and put money there? Suppose some guy wants to build a hospital. I have money and I want to build a hospital. I go there and say, I want to help in building a hospital. It is going to Balaji and putting lakhs and lakhs of rupees in the world. That means he is interested that the money should be in the service of Balaji. But the government will give it to the university, the government will give it to laying roads, the government will give it to hospital or do something. That's not the business. So, the philosophy is that whatever money comes to Balaji, you have to promote Balaji consciousness. Balaji consciousness and Krishna consciousness. Balaji and Krishna are not different. So, that money, you distribute Bhagavad Gita, or you distribute prasadam, or you help devotees who are propagating the holy name, Harinam. Directly, so the money is spent for promoting Balaji's name, Balaji Prasad, or Balaji literature. You have to do like that. So this guy, the Silo book, that, what is it called? Sadhguru Charitra, a book for Dattatreya, a great book, Sat Charitra. Sometimes somebody came to stay in the temple. And he brought book with him. And then I saw it. Such a headache. All speculations, all nonsense things are there. I don't know how people can read such books. Nothing straightforward, nothing simple. All the crazy things are written there. And people, they want to read those books. And Balaji, money, TTD is giving grants. And even if you buy TTD literature, you see, generally, you know, we don't read them. Take the literature and see. And the writer is saying, God has no form and like that. That book. The TTD publication, even Grant is something bad. The TTD itself is publishing on Balaji. And that guy, they are not devotees. They will engage somebody. Some Mayavadi will say, sir, this is Balaji's project. You write because you are a scholar. You are a Sanskrit man. And that guy, he will put his ideas. How God, the Nama Rupa Lenitwanti, Devudu, Puskanasaraj, and TTD is sponsoring. That will be very offensive. Balaji Muni used it against his own philosophy. So the point is, human life is simply meant. All arrangements are already there. You don't have to do anything. Anybody can sit down and you practice Bhagavad Dharma and you see how Krishna can maintain. That's what scriptures say. Brahmins and devotees should not work. Especially it is mentioned. One who works for livelihood is outright Sudra. The Sudra will work under any questionable character or do any questionable activity and to maintain his belly is Sudra. Whereas other classes like Kshatriya, Brahmin and Vaishya, that they know some Dharma according to their Dharma. So a Brahmin, a Brahmin simply has to do what? He has to study the scriptures, he has to do worship, and he has to educate people in scriptures, that is philosophy, and he has to He has to train people in the practice of Krishna consciousness. We say become Krishna conscious. That is the philosophy. But how to become Krishna conscious? Okay, you worship the form of the Lord like this, and you eat like this, and you do sadhana like this. So this is called philosophy. A Brahmin simply had to practice God consciousness, and he had to educate and train others in God consciousness. So Prabhupada said, for devotees, there is no scarcity of money. Because we are worshipping Lakshmipati, we are worshipping Krishna, who is the husband of unlimited number of goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasamurama Seyama. Krishna is served by countless number of goddesses of fortune. So why should a devotee have any scarcity? Maybe that we are not devotees. Maybe that we have some anarthas. Untimely, if money comes, and whatever little bhakti we have, that may also be. Because now you don't have money, so you are sitting quiet. And if money is provided to you, and whatever bhakti you are doing, that also you may leave it quiet. Let's say if money is not coming to a devotee, especially for one of these two reasons, then we may not be a devotee, number one. We may be devotee, but a devotee of third class, a lot of anarthas. And Krishna also went to give money and went not to give money. So for a person with anarthas, if Krishna gives money, he is going to take the money and go. It happened many times to many temples when we were in Bombay. The pujari himself, okay, he was serving for 7-8 years. So naturally, they will give the all keys and all the money. 9 years settled. But one day, he was not there. And then they said, what happened? And then all the whatever is the jewelry, the silver, Jew temple, he just took what about one and a half crores in those days. He just left. We don't know where he has gone. In India, where you search for him? Is your family or is there some background? Is there a sadhu? Today you are here, tomorrow you are not there. You don't know where you are gone. I am going to Himalayas, I am going to Arizona. Nobody can search. You can search people who have some connection with families, their properties. You can come back to your property. But if you are just a sadhu, nobody can find you. So he's gone and money is gone. And then Prabhupada, that has been Prabhupada's time. Prabhupada said, don't keep real jewelry. You keep artificial jewelry in the temples. Don't be somebody may like to, some gentlewoman may come and say, I want to make real gold ornaments for the Lord. Our sentiments are good, but time is not good. You are encouraging devotees to become, because money, gold is Maya. It's a devotee should not have gold on their fingers. Not good. So the point is, human life is simply meant for God realization, and we are given all facilities, and because we are in bad association, because we are not trained, our mind is very uncontrolled, we are surrounded by bad association, so we don't know what to accept, what not to accept. We are influenced. That's why it is said we should not spend time with karmis. Actually, there was a discussion how we lost Lakshman. Krishna is a very nice devotee there. You know, actually, he stands associating with Prem Kumar. And then Prem Kumar is a crook, he's a cheater. And staying with him, eating with him. In the bus, we were sending him. He came and challenged him. Why you have kept open in the temple? He challenged him. Then it is not your business. You tell me if there is complaint, you tell me your business. And then none of your business. You have to follow what the told bus said. Suppose anyone who wants to practice bhakti, if they are qualified to practice bhakti, you give them opportunity. If they are not qualified, send them out. Whether it is man or woman, suppose somebody, some man is staying in the temple, but he is a work thief. He just wants to avoid work. He keeps complaining. His Varma is like this. This Sri Prakashi is like this. He told them, this can you follow this system? If you cannot follow, just leave the temple and go. Don't waste our time and don't commit offenses. Just leave the place. So we should not say in terms of man, woman, this is your third class mentality. You have to say what they want to do in life. If they want to practice bhakti, it is your business to provide opportunities. We are here to engage and provide opportunities for people to practice Krishna consciousness according to Prabhupada's standard. So this guy is fine. And then he started to say, just because of your hanky-panky behavior, I cannot just throw out some sincere business. You get lost wherever you want to go. You tell me any complaint, are they coming and talking to you, or are they disturbing you, like their improper behavior, I will call them before you, and I will send them out. But if they are setting better example than you, getting a pure blood, working like donkeys in the temple, going out of prison and bringing all things necessary for the temple, just because of your unphilosophical idea. I'm a sannyasi, I'm a leader in the movement, I have to bring the things away. Why I have to freedom to work? All experience of the leader, he knows how to work for Prabhupada's mission, isn't that? And then there are systems out there. Systems. If there is complaint, go up, higher up. Let them come, elucidate. Things like that. No one is, no one is above consultation. That is, Prabhupada said, ISKCON, no one is above consultation. Whether it is GBC chairman, everywhere in the system, this car is run in a particular way. What things should go on in this car, how men and women should do in this car, and what activity we are supposed to do, and you maintain that. So don't talk about like a third-class man, woman. That is not our philosophy. Our philosophy, you are not man, you are not woman, you are a servant of Krishna. So, the point here is, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, because we are in bad association, because our mind is bad, we are not utilizing human life for its grand purpose. Everything is already there. Prabhupada said, if you are preaching desires, if you are a nice devotee and you have desires to do this and that, it is Krishna's business to arrange the facilities for you. And if these facilities are taking a little time, that means we are not ready for this facility. Go on. Right? So that's why he said, utility is the principle. Somebody wrote, Selja, she wrote a letter. Maharaj, what is this statement? Means utility is the principle. That's the word utility. Utility is the principle means no complaint. Wherever Krishna keeps you, whatever Krishna gives you, because you can always practice bhakti. As that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, anyone who has life, he you can preach. Just if you're alive, you can preach. You don't need any further. Just keep reading people, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's preaching. Nothing is needed. Our mission is meant to propagate the holy name. If you're intelligent to give classes, if you're intelligent to organize, it's okay. Even if you don't have intelligence to organize, you don't have intelligence to give the classes, but you cannot preach at all. At least you can assist preachers. People are preaching. You may be cleaning work or some cooking work. That is also preaching. Otherwise, that your preacher has to stop you working and going to the kitchen. Anybody can engage. Anybody can engage. There's nothing like this is useless. He cannot, she cannot have anything. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that human life, if you are really short, just meant for practicing spiritual life. And everything, Prabhupada, you wanted to preach, and you wanted to propagate the holy name, and he created the whole being. Even by material standards, Prabhupada is a super, super success. Even if you see it as a business deal, no investment, no manpower, and only 10 years, no investment, zero investment, zero investment, and zero manpower. When he created an international society, because all big temples, young people, and so many things going on. Even Krishna is supporting. So we should have that faith. That we should always be focused. I should improve myself, and according to my realization, I should preach. I should improve myself, according to my realization, I should preach. These are the two responsibilities for anyone staying in this temple. Improve yourself from what you are. And then because you are being provided facilities to be mental and stay, you cannot say, Maharaj, you said improve yourself all day with sitting and chat. But that is not allowed. Two things you have to do parallel. Improve yourself, and according to your realization, you render some service to the teaching of knowledge. Then everything will be healthy. Vibrations will be good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Any questions? Sri Rupa Prabhupada ki.